Good evening. Welcome to the show. This is Sam Adams, the mayor of Portland, Oregon. This is not a recording. I am speaking to you live while hovering above the theater in a pulsing blue, airborne geodesic dome. Please do not be alarmed. Before we begin, however, I'd like you to take a moment and turn to the person directly to your right. I'd like you to introduce yourself to him or her. Now, turn to the left. Again, introduce yourself. Don't be creepy about it, just be congenial. Maybe compliment them on their hairstyle. Remark on their inscrutable choice in football. Now, I'd like the folks on the floor of the theater to turn to the balcony and give the balcony a friendly wave. Good. Very nice. Balcony, I'd like you to return this gesture with what is commonly known as the Bronx cheer, otherwise known as the raspberry. The ruder, the better. That's good. Very good. Now that we are all acquainted, I'd like everyone to close their eyes. Are they closed? Excellent. I'd like you to imagine you're standing on a windswept coastal rainforest somewhere deep in the Pacific Northwest. You're wearing a pretty nice parka. You might be carrying a cup of strong coffee. The trail you are following winds through the sky-tall groves of Douglas fir trees, and the air is perfumed with ocean spray and evergreen. As you walk farther along, you notice a small band of travelers approaching you. Stepping through the mist of this vast forest, their faces are obscured by the gray fog, until they slowly grow closer and closer. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Decemberists. Good evening.
Here she comes in her palanquin on the back of an elephant on a bed, made of linen, sequins, and silk. All destroying on her father's line with the king and his concubines at her back, with her pitchers of liquors and milk. Come her innocence laid on her face. Molotov and pipettes blow a multitude of coronets. Melodies rhapsodical and fair. And all our hearts are fire, the sky ablaze with cannon fire. We all raise our voices to the air, to the air. This song about the end of the world. You know.
Hey, Rats. We have a new record out. It's not so new anymore. But I'm telling you that so that they don't have the gleam of newness to it. It came out in January. It's called The King Is Dead. So thank you. I didn't want to pause there just to assume that you were going to applaud, but I appreciate what you did. It came out, and we're going to play some songs off of it. That was a song off. This is another song. I'll bring it to the back.
Ain't dying, you gave away.
Can you hear me? Let me see.
mention that we have Miss Sarah Watkins joining us. And for the sound and reading and many other things. So there we go. That introduction has been made. We'll make other introductions as we go along. I feel like we should time it out as we get more acquainted with one another over the period of the show. Okay, how's everybody doing? You doing, still doing okay? Good. How's this clear mountain air treating you? It's funny, the wine is a little more potent than the get to know everyone, you know. Just looking out at your brilliant, shiny faces. Each one more attractive than the next. So that was a song of our first LP, Castles and Cutouts. This is a song of another one of our LPs called Picarettes.
So I paid off a bureaucrat to
your captors at a secret you away.
Sarah's gonna sing you a
Was
Thank you. You read my mind.
entered into a marriage in the summer of my 21st year, and the bells rang for our wedding. Only now do I remember it. They're all right.
Down by the water, down by the old lake bed.
it. You don't see that happen in a King of Leon concert.
Thank you.
John Denver is the favorite to make of it, but I'm willing to take my chances. So now I'm going to bring it back over. La da 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 da. Let's hear you, nice and loud. Maybe a little bit louder.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Very, very kind of you both. You've been such a kind audience.
Good fun, dude.
This is the story of your Red Riding Hood, how it came to meet your lad. Now the muscle, bone, and sinews tangled, how the skin was softly shed. Now it whispered, "Oh, it hears me, for we are bound by symmetry. Whatever differences our lives have been, we together make alone. This is the story of your Red Riding." This is the story of your gypsy uncle. You never knew, 'cause he was dead, and how his face was carved and red with wrinkles in the picture in your head. And remember how you found the key to his hideout in the Pyrenees. But you wanted to keep it a secret, safe, so you threw the key away. This is the story of your gypsy uncle. This is the story of the boys who loved you, who love you now and loved you then. Some were sweet and some were cold, snuffed you, and some just laid around in bed. Some had crumbled you straight to your knees, did it cruel, did it tenderly. Some had crawled their way into your heart to rend your vengeful heart. This is the story of the boys who love you. This is the story of your Red Riding Hood.
So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play one more song for you, and the thing about the song, it only works if you provide for us, you the audience. That's what I'm referring to. What? You're all over it? That's a good thing. What we need for you to provide a certain special effect sort of near the end of the song, and that special effect the sound of a multitude of people, or at least enough people who can fit into the colloquial. Now I can't see it. I can't remember. Colloquially, the Colloquially Event Center. people, however many people that is, the sound of that many people screaming like they're being swallowed by a whale. So you know, just do whatever you feel like when I like it, you know, whenever a verse ends or something like that, which would be really annoying, perhaps, but also for your neighbors. We're going to give you a signal so that you'll know when to do it, and that signal will come from Mr. Chris Funk over there, two of the young men. When you see the signal will look like this. Mandolin will not be involved, but you're getting an idea anyway, right? So Chris Funk's ample hands in the form of the jaws of a whale. When you see that, you'll notice being like you're being swallowed by it. So let's give it a little trial run. Are you ready, Colorado Springs? There we go. One, two, three, Mr. Funk.
Thank you. think about anything but the grave. Here's a hymn to welcome in the day, heralding the summer's early sway. And all the boats all coming in to begin. The thrush's bleeding battle with the wrens disrupts my reverie again. Pegging clothing on the line, training jasmine how to vine up the arbor to your door and more. Standing on the landing with the oar you shouldered on the night before. Once upon it, yellow bonnets, garland all along. You awakened, day was breaking, a panoply of song. Summer comes, spring fills. Barony of ivy in the tree, spanning out its empire by degrees. First the bloom and the boom. Heaven sent this garden on the room to decorate our living room. Once upon